How would you describe Cirque du Soleil to people who haven't been? It's very athletic, for one thing. It's almost ethereal or something. You know, for people who have never been and maybe they're thinking about coming this week into the Berglund Center, Marion, how would you describe it?
Well, I would first of all say, because when people see the word Cirque, they think a circus with animals. We do not have animals. When we first opened in 1984, the show was known and became famous because it was just done with human beings. Under the same type of circus that you would know from going to a circus, but just no animals. But to describe it, you will see things that human beings do that you will never imagine them being capable of doing, acrobatically, but also from a costume design point of view, from a set design point of view, from a technical design point of view, to see, you know, what comes on that stage and the lifts that we use and all the technique, everything that's possible that you never thought was possible is what you see at a Cirque du Soleil show.
So no animals, but they may be playing an animal or an insect.
Yes,
or an
yes. Most of the time in this case, OVO is a show that was inspired by insects. So yeah, all of the people that you see are no longer people. They are either a cricket or a butterfly or a flea or an ant or a cockroach even.
We're talking with Marion van Groensven, the artistic director for the Cirque du Soleil show OVO, which you were saying before, Marion, that you didn't create this, but you were handed off from Deborah Kolker?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Deborah Kolker.
Yeah. And this has become your baby now. And and talk about OVO, which I guess means egg in Portuguese, but talk about OVO and what it's all about.
Yes, with pleasure. Yeah, like you said, I do feel kind of like I've become the mother of that show because I've raised these kids, these young insects, to become adults and reproduce and have kids and have more insects. But basically, the show is a fantasy show. Really, it tells the story of one day in the life of a community of insects that live together and work together and play together and sleep together. And one day, this strange foreign fly visits, comes in, carries on his back this huge egg, and basically bombards into their peaceful world and falls in love with their ladybug. So, but the ladybug also really likes him. So now the community is a little worried. So they steal away his egg because they don't know what it means. It's very mysterious, this egg. But also the fly is strange and he's about to steal their sister. So he now has to go through a journey of adventures and tests to prove that he's worth the love of their sister, the ladybug.
So there's actually a theme, a story that,
yes,
right, that runs through the show.
That's what makes this show different from all the other shows, I would say, at Cirque, because all our shows are beautiful and magical and mysterious, and everyone gets invited to use their own fantasy to fill it in. We still have that. We still want people to interpret for themselves, but there is a very simple storyline that can be followed by young and old, children, young lovers, families. It's a great family show for all ages.
And there are characters, the ladybug, the foreigner,
yes,
Master Flippo.
Master Flippo, yeah, he's the boss, basically the leader of the community. We like to call him an ancient soul. He's been around for centuries and centuries, is very wise, and he leads that community. And then there's the ladybug, and then there's the fly, and then there's all the little families of insects that live there. So besides that story, well, when we see this fly going through his journey, the audience will be seeing 9 incredible acrobatic acts with contortion, aerial acts. We have 2 aerial acts. We have an act at the end of the show that is just mind-blowing as it combines 3 different disciplines. It's rock climbing, imagine, trampolining, and tumbling on an air track. And all these 3 disciplines are coming together, and it's really fantastic. In this act, we have a couple of ex-Olympic champions even. It's really great. It is a feast for the senses. It's everywhere. I see people stand up at the end of the show and start to dance just from happiness.
Marion, for people that have never been to Cirque du Soleil before, why should they give it a try this weekend?
I think that this spectacle, a Cirque du Soleil show, will be something that you will carry forever in your heart. You will never forget it. It's inspiring for the young generation to learn new tricks, new disciplines, maybe to go into theater or arts. But for the older generation, it's just something that you will never forget, and you'll just be so happy after you see it.